weather action, so get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Happening today, the Alabama Supreme Court will hear arguments in former House Speaker Mike Hubbard's appeal of his conviction on ethics charges. Hubbard was convicted in 2016 of improperly receiving consulting contracts and business investments from company executives. Longtime Millbrook restaurant Smokehouse Barbecue closed its doors last week after its business license was revoked. Millbrook City officials say it was behind on sales tax payments, but the owner says she was working to pay what was owed. Smokehouse Barbecue had been open for over 25 years. And the Montgomery Police Department is hosting a Junior Police Academy this week. This teaches sixth graders about conflict resolution, how to prevent bullying, and how to resist gangs. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated 2019 market report. According to MLS statistics, sales in the River region are up almost 8% from last year at the same time. The MLS statistics from MLS show that homes are selling for approximately 97% of the list price, and there has been over 1,700 closings so far this year in the River region. We are negotiating multiple offers on our listings, and sometimes our buyers are competing with other buyers for the same property. What all this means is we have a much better real estate market than we've had in over a decade. Buyers are still being able to secure low interest rate, fixed rate loans, and when they buy a home, the chances that their equity will grow is at a pace not seen since 2008. For a complete market report on your house, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me directly, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284. Check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Welcome back in 5 minutes after 11 o'clock. Got about 55 minutes of news and views left. Dan Morris Show will be coming in about that same time. Everybody freaking out about the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Trust your humble talk show host. It's not a big deal. It's not going anywhere. Nothing's going to happen. Calm down. Stop freaking out. If you need your money in the next 5 years, take it out. If you don't, shut up and leave it alone. Our number, 272-9228. That's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. That's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis. I did not know Kelly Ward was the Arizona Republican Party chair.
Oh.
Isn't she in the Senate now? Didn't they appoint her?
No.
They did.
They appointed the other one. Not Sinema, but the lady that
ran against Sinema.
She beat Ward in the primary.
Yes. Anyway, a judge has tossed the House Democrat lawsuit over Donald Trump's use of emergency military funds for a border wall. Washington, D.C. District Court Judge Trevor McFadden threw out House Democrats' lawsuit seeking an injunction against President Trump's border wall, emergency border wall funding reallocation, saying that the matter is fundamentally a political dispute and that the politicians lack standing to make a legal case. This is a massive, massive win for the Donald, who is now slowly racking up enough money. You know how much the how much money the tariff for Mexico will generate in the first 20 days? $1 billion.
Wow.
$1 billion. And that's in 20 days at 5%. How long do you think it's going to take to get to $12 billion to make a wall? See what I'm saying? Remember he said Mexico would pay for the wall? And then, oh, Mr. President, Mexico is not going to pay for the wall. What the hell's wrong with you, Donald? Mexico's not going to pay for a wall. Well, Trump declared a national emergency this past February over the humanitarian crisis at the southern border. And he said, you know what? I'm taking $6.7 billion from other projects, and we're moving toward border wall construction. In his ruling, McFadden, a Trump appointee, suggested Democrats were trying to circumvent the political process. By using the courts? What? Democrats? Never. Never. This case presents a close question about the appropriate role of the judiciary in resolving disputes between the other two branches of the federal government. To be clear, that sounds like Obama. Well, let me be clear. The court does not imply that Congress may never sue the executive protect its powers, but the court declines to take sides in this fight between the House and the President. Now, you explain this to me, because there's another ruling. U.S. District Court Judge Haywood Gilliam issued an injunction last week blocking the administration from using reallocated funds for projects in specific areas in Texas and Arizona. Gilliam was appointed by Barack Obama. So you have one judge putting a national injunction in place, right? You can't use those funds no matter what. You have another judge who says, no, you can use those funds. Ask yourself, can we use the funds or not? And if not, why is one judge superior to another? They're both district court judges.
Right.
Why is one judge superior to another? Why can one judge say, nope, you can't use any funds at all under any circumstances, and another judge says, yeah, it looks fine to me? You see why I go on and on about the problem with the Article III courts?
Mm-hmm.
You see why I go on and on with the problem with district court judges issuing injunctions far outside of their district? A Montgomery district court judge has no business weighing in on anything outside of Montgomery.
Right.
Period. And Article III federal... But Barron, he's a federal judge. Right. He's a federal judge in the Middle District of Alabama. Covers like 20 counties. That judge should not be able to issue anything that extends outside of those 20 counties. So you know what? Don't build a wall in those 20 counties. But Barron, there's no foreign border in the Middle District of Alabama. Well, assuming Florida's not foreign. Because Dothan is in the Middle District. And I think Florida looks plenty foreign. Have you seen Panhandle people? You know, it's really not Florida guy. It's Panhandle guy.
Yeah.
Panhandle people.
Yeah.
Panhandle people are the worst. Not on the beach. Yeah. I give you a
right.
5 mile
That's right.
leeway
That's right.
on the beach. If your front yard has sand in it, you're fine.
But you get north of the intercoastal.
Yes.
And you get south of Alabama.
Yes.
Woo, boy.
If you're in Jay, Florida,
you're in
Dofuniak Springs.
You're in a special type place.
If you're in Campbellton, I'm sorry. You're a Ferner. And we don't want you up here. So I do think Henry County is a border with a foreign country. Those are weird people.
Houston County.
Houston County.
Yeah, because Henry doesn't go all the way to the border.
Yeah, that's right.
Houston Henry borders County. The other foreign country of Georgia.
Yeah, but Georgia's not as foreign.
No.
Despite its name.
It's like the difference.
But I mean, seriously, everybody in the audience should be asking yourself right now, why does one judge say it's okay and the other judge says it's not?
Yeah, that seems weird.
And so, aren't the judges just supposed to be calling balls and strikes, not making stuff up as they go along? Aren't judges supposed to...
Allegedly.
Aren't judges supposed to only do things that are in their area? I don't even know where U.S. District Court Judge Haywood Gilliam is. Where is he? I want to look this up. Haywood Gilliam.
Let's see.
Haywood Gilliam. He is
Northern
in
District
the
of California.
Northern District of California, which borders nothing. Which borders nothing. Why the hell is a Northern District of California judge weighing in on something on the Texas and Arizona border? Do you understand how asinine that is? How contrary to the Constitution that is? How contrary to logic that is? That a Obama-appointed judge, Haywood Sterling Gilliam, his parents couldn't even spell Sterling right, appointed in office December 19, 2014, 49 years old, from Marlboro, Massachusetts, resides in Oakland, California.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this guy weighing in on how money is spent in Texas and Arizona? And why does his ruling from Oakland, California, carry more weight than a judge from Washington, D.C.? This is not a serious country when you have this judicial structure. You cannot do business this way. This isn't the way things work. It can't happen that way. You know what they ought to do? They ought to tell Gilliam, Gilliam can get his shovel and stop us.
Right.
We're going to the border. We've got a judge now that says we can do it. To hell with you, Oakland judge. You border the foreign country of Oregon, not Mexico. You're not even in Texas or Arizona. Texas isn't even in the Ninth Circuit. But Baron, the Ninth Circuit covers Arizona. That's just ridiculous to suggest that. That's right. I mean, my goodness. Well, it doesn't cover Texas. That's the Fifth District. That's the Fifth Circuit. At a certain point, you got to take the Andrew Jackson approach and say, to hell with you, Supreme Court. I'm doing it myself. He's not the only one that's done that. A man who hangs on nearly every school, a wall of every school in the country, once said, to hell with the Supreme Court. We'll do it our own way. He also hangs on the $5 bill and the penny.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a respected president along the way. And I think the president of the United States should say, you know what, to hell with you people. I'm building the damn wall. You and your judges can come down here and stop me. I'm not listening to you. You're not even in Texas or in Arizona. You're a clown judge. You're the type of judge that probably wears one of those multicolored hats with a little spinner on top. Swear I'm living in clown world. Tom Baudet.
Hey, Baron, how are you, sir?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm trying to remember what I was going to say. It seems like the topics just keep going on to different things.
Well, that's the way this show works. It's nonlinear.
No, I understand that. I'm not a digital kind of guy.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, though. Have you ever been to the Panhandle as far as Panama City, Fort Walton Beach, and that area down that way?
Of course. Yeah, I've been to the Panhandle, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think... I was born in California and lived there 16 years of my life. And fortunately, I was allowed to move to Florida and didn't have to immigrate there. I just transferred. My mom and them moved us down there. And I finished school there. It was 50 years behind the time. I don't mind telling you, when you go from California to Florida, especially the Panhandle area... You know, they all got their hair parted down the middle, and they're wearing, you know, saddle Oxfords and that kind of stuff when we're wearing cowboy boots and bell-bottoms out west.
Mm-hmm.
But I was treated very well, joined the Navy anyway. I'm going to kind of make it as short as I can. When Clint called earlier and was asking you about the thing going on with Brexit and all, I've been with a lot of navies. I mean, I've been with the British, the Canadians, the Germans. You can ask me who I hadn't been with. I've been in all their countries. So the thing about it is with the Brits, you're never going to meet one that hasn't had his nose smeared halfway across his face. Most of the time, for some reason, they're pretty hard-headed folks over there. And if you ever meet a British sailor, just look him in the eye and you'll see his nose is either on the left-hand side or the right. But an American sailor ain't like that because we know when to shut up. And that's all I got to say.
Okay. I don't know how to handle that call.
basically Brits run their mouths so much that they get their face rearranged? Is that the...
Yeah, but I got my face rearranged once or twice. Does that mean I run my mouth too much?
Have you met you?
No. Yes. Well, you know, people said, you get a lot of fights in high school? I said, have you seen my mouth? Look at me. You want to weigh in on this? I see you reaching for the microphone. Would you smack me? Come on, Carolyn. No? Okay, good enough. We'll be back 17 minutes after 11 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. News and views from 9 until your daily scheduled nooner. We'll be right back.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
For a limited time, WOW is offering $10 off super-fast internet every month for the first year.
Wait, what? Who?
WOW. That's just $29.99 per month when bundled with their most popular TV package for just $45 more per month for 12 months with a two-year agreement.
That's a WOW win-win.
Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit WOWWAY.com for details. Limited time offer requires two-year agreement, auto-pay, and paperless billing. $10 per month discount applied with any 100 megabytes per second internet service or bundle. After term, regular rates apply. Prices exclude equipment, taxes, and fees. Subject to change. New customers only.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, Memorial Day is gone, but I have an exciting new sale that will run till June 10th. It's the after Memorial Day sale at Mr. Sandman Mattress, with tremendous discounts on this area's largest selection of quality mattresses and beds, great pillows, and the lowest true cost on adjustable bases. All Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Southern, and Scandinavian mattresses are on sale. Not just a few special purchases or limited editions. No interest financing is available with approved credit. We have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. This is Mr. Sandman's biggest sale since our Memorial Day sale. We have just added Diamond Bed in the Box mattresses to our lineup. Made in America, fabulous quality and comfort, and can ship in the U.S. at no cost. Before ordering online, you need to try these amazing mattresses in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Go to this area's favorite store for 18 years. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
They say that diamonds are a girl's best friend. You've heard that diamonds are forever. And if you've got a name, you could win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from News Talk 93.1 and Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name, too. Call in for carats. A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
We'll be right back.
the special was this week at Midtown Pizza Kitchen?
Straight fire is what it is.
Chicken masala.
Chicken marsala. Grab your sweet Melissa and go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. It's off the Eat a Peach album, 1972. Not Impeach the President. No, no, no. That's a different album. Not Millions of Peaches. That's a different album, too. What was the band that sang that?
President of the United States.
Yeah.
Right? Presidents of the United
Peaches?
States. Peaches. Yeah.
That's a great song.
It is a good song.
I play that going out.
Yeah.
A fantastic song. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, in addition to award-winning pizza pies, in addition to the Americana pizza, which I absolutely adore. It's got the peppers and the onions and the tomatoes and all that. In addition to the VY, that's 84's pizza of choice. In addition to the...
I like the Napolitano.
The Napolitano is fantastic. You know what other pizza I really like?
Funghi il salsiccia.
That's the one I like. I can't pronounce it.
That's maybe the best one, but the Napolitano has that because it's got the olives and the anchovy, so it's got that big salt content.
Oh, man. Keep you drinking tea for an hour. Great, great restaurant over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Sandwiches are remarkable, but the special this week, the chicken marsala, it's always one of those specials they cannot keep in stock when the week comes around. They just sell so much of it. But there's a reason why. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. A classic Italian dish. The Midtown Pizza spin on it is remarkable. You can get it at both locations. The High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama. The Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza's kitchen. They're also hiring some kitchen help. If you know anybody that wants to get into the restaurant business, the kitchen help, absolutely 100%. Great place to work. Great place to work. Good people. Ask them about their catering menu. Here's an interesting thing I saw. It's commentary, I guess, in USA Today that gives you an idea that the liberals are not going to stop anytime soon. Listen to the headline here. You can't save the climate by going vegan. Corporate polluters must be held accountable. This opens up by saying people start pollution, people can stop it. That was the tagline of the famous Crying Indian ad that first aired on Earth Day in 1971. It was, as it turns out, a charade. Not only was Iron Eyes Cody actually an Italian-American actor, the campaign itself successfully shifted the burden of litter from corporations that produce packaging to consumers. I thought it was genius. Guys,
give me enough money, Baron.
Give me enough money. I will convince you that humans are destroying the planet. Give me enough money. Give me control of the media, cable news, network news. Give me control of Hollywood, the people who produce your TV shows and your movies. Give me control of the ditzes who sing the teeny bopper songs. You know what I'm talking about? Taylor Swift and those losers. Give me Katy Perry. Give me control of the universities. I don't even need control of the universities. They'll follow. They're followers. Give me control of social media and Google, and I will convince you of anything. I will convince you that humans are destroying the world. Now they're letting the cat out of the bag, though. You used to be told we had to recycle. Remember this?
Mm-hmm.
I remember in high school we had to draw a picture about recycling with the three arrows.
Right.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
That's right.
Then I was told that I had to start sitting in hot rooms in the summer. That cold rooms were going to somehow destroy the planet. This is when the final straw was. Dave, as an asthmatic, you can appreciate this. I'm pulling out of my bag my man purse, something I carry around with me every day. This is an emergency inhaler. It's got Ventolin in it, albuterol sulfate. I carry this on a daily basis. It sounds like this. You've heard of these.
Yep.
The little blue things, you know, you carry around your pocket. All the nerds were portrayed as having these in 80s movies.
Yep.
And then as vaccinations continued and everybody ended up asthmatic, now everybody has one of these and carries them around. But this is a life-saving device. If you've ever been an asthmatic and you've begun to experience chest tightening, rapid chest tightening, not the slow stuff that develops over days that can be treated with steroids, but I'm talking about the fat lady at church who stinks, so she wears too much perfume. You know what I'm talking about? And she sits in front of you, and instantly everything starts to lock up. These things are life-saving devices.
Mm-hmm. Oh, if you need one.
They took out of these the propellant. Keep in mind, you're only supposed to use this once or twice a month.
So you're talking about one or two of these every month. Otherwise, your asthma is not considered under control if you use it more than that. And I use it probably less than once or twice a month. I almost never use this.
Thankfully, I rarely have to use one. I mean, like,
but when you need it, you're glad you have it. When you get the flu, you'll be using it every hour. You'll be glad you have it. They took the propellant out of this under the guise of saving the earth. Before they took the propellant out of that, it cost me about $11 every time I needed one. They took the propellant out, and guess what happened? The patent restarted. Now they're $60. See how that works? They're six times as expensive now. It's all a game, and you guys are the dumbass idiots are manipulated into playing the game. And I am too. I get manipulated. I get it sometimes. They're letting the cat out of the bag, though. It's not about changing the propellant in the inhaler. It's not about you throwing the milk jug in the recycle bin. It's about destroying capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
That's what climate science is about. Again, I'll read the headline from the USA Today today. You can't save the climate by going vegan. Corporate polluters must be held accountable. Does it surprise you that this is one of the sub-headlines? Don't change light bulbs. Change energy system. Focusing on policies that incentivize corporate environmental stewardship. That's a buzz phrase. It means destroying the capitalist economy in the world. Will force us to work together and cross political, racial, and religious lines. See, this is a new religion that they're promoting. They don't care about the energy system. They care about crossing political, racial, and religious lines. Will connect us to the rest of the world, globalism, as we aim to solve a truly global problem, globalism. In contrast, a focus on personal action can divide us, with those living virtuously distancing themselves from those living in sin. They're using religious language here, people. They're using religious language to talk about what they're doing. Guys, your children are not safe. You must educate your children on what globalism is. You must educate your children on what corporatism is. You must educate your children so that by the time they're 15 or 16 years old, they can't be as easily manipulated as the other children. Because the children who understand the difference between globalism and corporatism and understand how globalism and corporatism are manipulating them, the children who understand that will be the ones who rise to the top. They'll be the ones who are able to think for themselves, think critically, get through the world. The others, they'll be, I don't know. Hell, they'll probably have convinced everybody to be trainees by then.
Gosh.
You want your kid whacking his thing off? Don't teach him about globalism. That's not what I meant when I said whack.
Cutting.
Cutting his
chopping.
Thing off. Chopping his thing off. Scissors. We're talking scissors and duct tape here. Bath Innovations, get by there. They're generous sponsors of our phone, bathinnovations.com. They're on the Atlanta Highway. Guys, and that's on Atlanta Highway, they're on East Boulevard. On East Boulevard, Bath Innovations of Alabama, on the East Boulevard, the Croniers Jewelry Shopping Center. Go by there when you get the opportunity and ask them about the acrylic product. Ask to look at it. We've had several people in our audience already using it. I get updates from them. They love it. It's an amazing product. You will not believe your eyes. You think acrylic. I have seen acrylic. No, you have not. Not the new acrylic. You buy there when you get the opportunity. It's an amazing, amazing product. Of course, they're general contractors. They can do any kind of stonework, any kind of tile work. I just promote the acrylic because it's so amazing to me. And it's, for the money, I think it's the best product out there. But let them talk to you. They can do just about anything over there at Bath Innovations. Bathinnovations.com or call them 271-2723. It's 31 minutes after 11 o'clock. Did you have to go to jail? But your house on up for sale. Did you get a good lawyer? Hope your dinner catch a tame. Hope you find the right man.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's $100,000 Jaguars and Jackpots at Wind Creek Wetumpka. The cash and car giveaway with two ways to win. On July 4th, 5th, and 6th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., earn 50 base points every 30 minutes to participate. Then, starting at 2:30, you can win $1,200 cash every half hour. Plus, Friday, July 5th, starting at 7 p.m., win up to $2,500 cash or a 2019 Jaguar. Earn entries starting June 1st, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Another sizzling hot day today, but hang on. Weather changes on the way with better rain chances later in the week and also somewhat cooler temperatures, too. Abundant sunshine today. Another hot day. We had 98 yesterday. We're looking for 97 today. Partly cloudy tonight, overnight low 72. Tomorrow's high in the middle 90s with widely scattered storms possible in the afternoon and evening hours. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms on Thursday afternoon with a high temperature in the upper 80s. Showers and storms are likely on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and maybe even Monday. Looks like some very beneficial rainfall, and boy, did we need it. Our weather app will keep you on top of all this weather action, so get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that, a checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
I wish I didn't, because it's quintessential 70s pop.
It's fine.
But I love it. I can't help it.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with liking Steve Miller.
Really?
Yeah.
I've always been so ashamed.
Eh.
Carolyn likes him.
Most of your...
Dave says nothing's wrong with it.
Nah.
I need to get over my shame.
Yeah.
Most shame people feel they need to get over anyway.
It's true. Well, yeah, why do you feel... I mean, it's good music.
Is it, though?
You know, that's from the 80s, though. That's like later.
That's era. Late. That's late, yeah. Steve Miller. But still, I mean, it has that 70s pop sound. Yeah. He never changed the sound. You know what I do? I do respect him that when he plays now, he doesn't try to, like, pawn off a new album or anything.
Right.
You know, he realized in about 1984.
We're going to do some of our new album. Just, like, you just see the droves headed to go get beers and to go to the bathroom.
We're going
to
do a 3-song set here off our new album. Okay, good. I will tune back in 20 minutes. I know you're going to talk in between each one.
Like, yeah, those are like that's like literally the worst thing you can hear at a concert. Is
nobody went to Neil Diamond in 2010 to hear a cut off his new album.
Right.
You know, sing Forever in Blue Jeans and go home. Jewish Elvis. Heirloom Jewelers, my man Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. What a remarkable individual, by the way. The jewelry business is tough, man. What I mean by that is it's a lot like a car mechanic. Right? We promote Mike Jenkins over Jenkins Tire and Auto because you got to have somebody you can trust. It's a little bit like really any industry you don't understand. Plumbing. Coal plumbing. We promote them because it's someone we trust, and you can trust them. You can put your trust into them because we endorse them. That's the way these endorsements work. Real estate, the same way. I trust Bo Goodson. He's been doing this for 40 years. He's a good man. I look him in the eye. I believe everything he says. Heirloom Jewelers, the same way. When you're dealing with jewelry, you got to make sure you're getting the most bang for your buck. You got to make sure the guy on the other side of the counter is honest and upstanding and a decent, reasonable guy, and that he's not ripping you off. Troop Booth is that man. This Troop Booth is a third-generation jeweler. His grandparents started Heirloom Jewelers. He went to GIA, the Gemological Institute of America, out in Carlsbad, California, which is it's like Yale. I mean, it's the greatest place. It's the top place. It's where all the best people come from.
And he gets it. He understands it. And it's just an open, honest, transparent, trustworthy process. You can take your stuff to Troop Booth with confidence, whether it's a jewelry repair, resizing a ring, buying a new piece, selling a piece, looking at vintage watches. He has a Pepsi in right now, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a Rolex Pepsi. I won't say how much those are valued at, but they're very high-end watches. Very, very high-end watches. You'll notice Dave Mowry wears a Pepsi sometimes. On today. See, yeah.
It's inherited.
He didn't pay cash. Let's say that.
Did not pay cash.
But it's a high-end watch, and he got one in just the other day. He sent me a picture of it. Beautiful, beautiful piece. That's what Heirloom Jewelers does. Get by them and get a chance. Deal with a professional, a true professional, Troop Booth, an honest guy, and you'll understand why I recommend them so highly. 37 minutes after 11 o'clock. Our number 272-9228. I guess everybody, the cat's out of the bag now. I didn't want to say it yesterday. I knew it yesterday during the show, but I didn't want to ruin it because there are bound to be some elderly folks that watch the Wheel or Jeopardy at 9 o'clock or whatever. But,
oh, yeah.
Old boys run came to an end.
Yeah, you lost.
Yeah. James Holzhauer.
All good things come to an end.
Yeah, but he lost like 40-something thousand dollars short of breaking the record.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I hate that for him because he was killing it. Trebek gasped when he finally lost. The audience all sucked in air at the same time.
Everybody thought he was unbeatable.
Yeah.
He was in berserker mode.
Yeah. It's so funny because he almost won as much in 28 games as Ken Jennings won in 74 games.
Yeah.
That's how much he was slaying the competition. But when you play that way...
You go big or go home, you know?
Yeah, when you play that way, you may go home. He won almost $2.5 million.
Jeez.
Factoring in the Tournament of Champion games, Ken Jennings was at $3.4 million. A guy named Brad Rutter, who I don't know who this guy is, $4.7
million. Wow.
Including Tournament of Champion games. Holzhauer at least had a sense of humor.
Yeah.
He said, I knew I shouldn't have invited Drake to the Jeopardy taping. That's funny. That's funny.
That is funny.
So, you know, good for him. He'll find a nice career somewhere. $2.5 million.
Yeah.
He'll have to pay a little taxes. You know, out in California where they film that, it's not cheap. But he'll walk with probably $1.2, $1.3 million.
File that under good problems, though, you know. Oh, darn, I have to pay this in taxes.
I have to pay $1 million in taxes?
Yeah.
That means I got $2 million? Okay. Hey, I'll pay $1 million in taxes if someone wants to pay
gladly.
Me $2 million. In Alabama, I won't have to pay a whole half. Pay like 45%, 40%.
Right.
Be good to go. Cold case unit coming to Montgomery County DA's office. Not the unit I was hoping they would open. I was hoping they would open a public corruption unit. But you know what? If your loved one was murdered 20 years ago and you're still waiting for justice, I guess that's okay.
I do think that that's good, and there's a lot of places around the country that I guess it's needed. Do we have a big cold case problem here? I truly don't know.
I don't know the answer.
I mean, my assumption is that because I do think that Daryl Bailey is an exceptional DA.
Oh, of course.
I think that if they asked for it or they wanted to form it, there's got to be a reason for it. I just didn't. I guess there's not like a, you know, like a lot of places you can say, oh, there's this one famous case that, you know, this happened or whatever, and nobody, you know, it was never solved. I don't know that I've ever really heard about that for Montgomery.
Maybe there is. I don't know that we have an outstanding famous case. I don't know the answer to that.
It doesn't have to be fake. You know, it doesn't have to show up on true crime podcast to, like, you know, have ruined somebody's life.
Yeah. Now, so, just north of here in Elmore County, they have.
Yeah, they do. They've got a couple, right?
Yeah. They, and I got to give Randall Houston credit for not giving up on that case up there with Tracy Kegley.
Yeah.
It's my wife's cousin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's why I've always kind of taken an interest in that case. Anyway, it's a, I guess, you know, I'd love to see Daryl Bailey open up a public corruption unit and start having a kind of a nonstop grand jury looking into public corruption. But if he's not going to do that, then cold case is fine. I'm fine with that. Did you see the Baltimore mayor suggesting how to end street beefs that end up in shootings?
No.
You know, I don't know any of these guys really running for mayor. But if any of them can start recommending things like this, I'm going to be on board. Here's the headline. Well, let me just read you the first
line. This
ought
to be great.
Dateline Baltimore, WJZ. Baltimore Mayor Jack Young has a suggestion on how the city could help end street beefs. A public boxing ring.
You know, gun violence is something that's been plaguing the city for 10 years, Young said at a rally against gun violence Sunday. And you know, the murder rate in this city and non-fatal shooting rate in the city has increased. I'm not happy with it, and neither should be the citizens of Baltimore. There's mediation. You know, if you really want to settle them, we can have them down at the Civic Center, put up a boxing ring, let them box it out.
So he's basically Pops from Friday?
I guess,
you know,
yeah.
Put the gun down. But you live. You live to fight another day. And then Debo, yeah, put the gun down and get knocked out like your Pops used to.
The best man win.
I like this idea.
The best man win and beef should be over. Those are some of the things I've been thinking about, hoping we can get these people to put these guns down. I can just see a drug deal going wrong. What, you ripped me off. You owe me $1,000. No, you owe me $1,000.
Quick.
Let's go to the
boxing ring.
Let's go to the Civic Center and settle this like men.
You want to take it downtown to the boxing ring? You can catch these hands.
Maybe if you're fighting over a girl or
it's
something.
It's like challenging. Fine. It's like basically like challenging people to a duel.
I guess, but I've never been in a situation where I've wanted to kill somebody. And I thought, you know what? I'd settle for.
Take a deep breath and let's just go downtown and box.
Maybe I'll take a 50-50 shot at losing by getting punched in the face instead of shooting him with this here gun in my pocket.
Well, I mean, maybe if you were.
Hey, but you know what? Honestly, I can think of one person I'd box if we had this in Montgomery.
We could have a celebrity match.
You know, it wouldn't be a celebrity. So only one of us is a celebrity. He's a washed-up loser. But I would happily box him. I'll box the hell out of him. I would annihilate that old man.
Catch these hands.
Actually, you know what? Put it together, Dave. Sell tickets.
I know.
Raise money. There's got to be some charity.
Let's do it.
Got to be some charity.
Can we make it a loser leave town match?
Hell yeah. How about loser leaves Earth?
Well, that's what they're trying to fight against in Baltimore,
oh,
Baron.
Bad, is
the loser leaves Earth.
that's the one I want.
Oops, you caught 14 slugs.
Well,
my bad.
Sorry, you died of a lead overdose there, pal.
Well,
44 minutes after 11 o'clock. Yeah, I will do a celebrity boxing match. In fact, I'll box just about anybody. I think I just got a text from my bride. Oh, no. I thought that was her tone.
That's someone texting me, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm trying to turn it off.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, no, bad form.
I have my wife has her own ringtone and her own
right.
tone. So that way, if the phone is face down and I'm out somewhere, I know it's her.
Right.
And I don't, you know, because otherwise it just tweet, tweet, tweet all day long, and I don't necessarily look at it all that often. But if it ding, ding, it's her. And that's what I thought it was. It's very similar to the sound yours just made. Does that mean my wife is texting you, Dave?
It does not.
Okay.
I don't even have her number.
Good.
Keep it that way, bucko.
16 minutes till the top of the hour. Our number 272-9228. My man Spencer over at Auburn House Wash wants to make your house a more beautiful place to live and a beautiful place to see. And if you know anything about Spencer Mann over at Auburn House Wash, but bam, 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 why does he call it Auburn House Wash? Because that's where it started. That's where he built up the brand, and he's got the brand, and everybody loves it. It's a low-pressure system, a proprietary low-pressure washing system. They come in, they just, you know, spray your house with this little foam, and then they wash it off with low-pressure water. And lo and behold, your house looks like it did the day it was built. Actually, better. Better. Beautiful, beautiful. You can do it on the roof. You can do it on the roof line. You can do it on the brick. You can do it on the wood, the vinyl, whatever you have. It's not going to damage anything. If you have historic property, it's even better because it's really not going to damage anything. So get in touch with Spencer Mann, Auburn House Wash. 826-WASH. 826-WASH. You know what Spencer's saying right now?
Call me. Call me.
826-WASH. It's the Reverend Al Green. Carolyn didn't have her headphones on. 826-WASH, check him out online, auburnhousewash.com, or find him on Facebook. More Dave Mowry, more Baron Coleman. Dan Morris around the bend.
And we must meet each other.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and this week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Getting people who want to sponsor the boxing match.
I know.
Just because they know I'll beat his ass. They want to see it happen. And you know what? They're right. I'm a fan.
Not everybody believes me. You know, I mean, there's MILFs, but I'm a BAMF.
Right.
So it's different. Totally different.
Totally different. Not even close to the same.
No, not even close. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Of course, the Donald, the God Emperor of the United States, in London for day two of his trip here. I looked through the schedule. Absolute garbage. These state visits are so stupid. So stupid. And did you see the tux they made Donald Trump wear yesterday? With the tails and the weird cut jacket and the white tie.
It's like, yeah, it's white tie. Yeah, so that's just, that's what you wear.
I know, but I wouldn't wear that.
Well, I mean,
I'd tell the queen, I'm sorry, I'm not going to wear that.
Yeah. And they'd say, okay, well, then you're not coming.
Well.
And that'd be fine, too.
I'd say, tell that old washed up broad that she shouldn't have given away Hong Kong. You know, that was her problem. If she'd have kept it, she'd still have some power. Now she's worthless. And her little rat kids, too.
Old Prince Chuck looked a mess.
When?
He just looks old.
He's so mad. Did you see he gave an interview not long ago where he's like, well, I kind of thought I'd be king by now.
Wrong.
Well, I got bad news for you, Chucky. Your mom could live to be like 115.
Not only that, but by design, your mom is skipping you and going to...
She's trying to outlive you, yeah. Buddy. She's trying to outlive
going
you.
Going to Wills.
She doesn't want Camilla Parker Bowles in there.
Correct.
Would she be the queen, Camilla Parker Bowles?
Just like the dude's not the king.
Oh. But I thought the women were the king. Got to be the
I
queen.
I don't think so.
Do you know the answer?
Consort.
You can't say that on the radio.
Consort.
That's what Prince Philip is.
Consort? That consortium refers specifically to sexual activity. Is that what they call them?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you learn something new every day.
I am scandalized. Why would you talk about that on the radio, Carolyn? Holy mackerel. I'm blushing.
He's not blushing.
I'm not blushing. The House will vote June 11th to hold Barr in contempt over the Mueller report. There's a hook to this. They're doing it for a reason. Once they vote to hold him in contempt, then they can pursue a civil court strategy, try to get a subpoena that Barr has to comply with. I think they'll have trouble getting a judge to say you have to hand over grand jury material.
Right.
I just learned something. There's an effort underway, a lawsuit underway in Alabama, to end the Grand Jury Secrecy Act as applied in Alabama.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because the Federal Grand Jury Secrecy Act only applies to court personnel.
Ah.
And, you know, grand jurors themselves.
Mm-hmm. But not the people that
not like, the witnesses.
Appear. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you could walk out and talk about whatever you want.
Right.
The Alabama Grand Jury Secrecy Act seeks to actually bind the witnesses, but not the court personnel.
Hmm.
The prosecutor under the Alabama Grand Jury Secrecy Act can talk about whatever he wants.
But if you have to appear as a witness, then
you're shut down.
Hmm.
Yeah, see? And there's somebody, I'm not going to say who is challenging whether or not their grand jury material was accurately preserved. But he's not allowed to talk about it, so he has to file a lawsuit in order to be able to talk about it.
Jeez.
He's trying to say, look, I know for a fact my grand jury testimony was changed. Here's what I actually said, but he's not allowed to say that.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's a big deal.
No, huge deal. It's a huge deal. So that lawsuit, if it hadn't already been filed, is going to be filed. And I hope he wins. Alabama Grand Jury Secrecy Act is dumb. Totally dumb. Speaking of dumb... Guys, don't ever give money to the Republican Party as a whole. Give money to political candidates who have your values. GOP lawmakers discuss vote to block Trump's new tariffs on Mexico. Republican lawmakers aren't eager to be drawn into a conflict with the president, but some feel they might have to take action following a growing consensus within the GOP that these new Mexican tariffs would amount to a tax increase on American businesses and consumers. They cite the case of Chipotle, who says that they will have to raise their burritos 5 cents.
Oh, my gosh.
To cover the tariff.
That nickel.
5 cents.
It's over. America as we know it. It's over.
I will gladly pay an extra nickel next time I get a burrito bowl, which are phenomenal, by the way, at Chipotle. I will gladly pay an extra nickel. I'll still get the guac, which is extra. I'll still get the sour cream and the cheese and the tomatoes and the hot salsa. I'll still get that weird little bean mixture that they call pintos. It's delicious. I'm starving. And I'll pay an extra nickel. Instead of it being $8.99, I'll pay $9.04. I'm fine with that. Totally 100% fine with that. If it means that Mexico has to figure out what to do. Keep in mind, these are not arbitrary tariffs going on in Mexico. This is trying to force Mexico to deal with the illegal immigration problem that they're refusing to deal with and that they're even aiding and abetting. That's the problem. Keep that in mind. So why are the Republican lawmakers, why are these globalist corporatist whore Republican lawmakers fighting Trump on this? It has nothing to do with the fact that your burrito bowl is going to go up a nickel. They don't care about that. If they cared about that, they'd cut your taxes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honest to God, if they cared about that, they would do something else that would benefit you a nickel. They don't care about that. They are globalist corporatist whores. They care about the corporations that are like, look, man, we got to keep these cheap illegal people coming over here so we can continue to pay them substandard wages and not have to apply with OSHA.
OSHA.
So that's what that's about. They're the worst. Mexican officials, for their part, are saying they're going to reject any proposal that requires them to keep migrants in Mexico. You know what I say? Good.
Okay.
Because then we get a 25% tariff on October 1. Good. I hope you do reject any proposal. This is how it reads from Reuters. Mexico said on Monday it would reject a U.S. idea to take on all Central American asylum seekers if it is raised at talks this week with the Trump administration, which has threatened to impose tariffs in Mexico if Mexico does not crack down on illegal immigration. So that is what's going on south of the border. That's what's going on south of the border. And finally, everybody's favorite store to pick on.
Yeah.
Walmart. How'd you know that? Everybody's favorite store to pick on?
In, like, almost every way.
Walmart is being sued for selling fake medicine. That's the headline here.
Yeesh.
The Center for Inquiry is a nonprofit organization. Allegedly nonprofit organization.
Right.
My guess is they're funded by Big Pharma. A new lawsuit by the Center for Inquiry alleges Walmart is committing wide-scale consumer fraud and endangering the health of its customers through its sale and marketing of homeopathic medicines. Now, I don't take homeopathic medicines. I don't fault anyone who does. But the best I can tell is most of these homeopathic medicines are just sugar. They don't actually have any of the ingredients in it they claim. The lawsuit was filed in the District of Columbia last month. CFI is also involved in a similar suit against CVS, which has been ongoing since June 2018. Here is their statement. Walmart sells homeopathics right alongside real medicines in the same sections in its stores under the same signs, said Nicholas Little, CFI's Vice President and General Counsel. Searches on its website for cold and flu remedies or teething products for infants yield pages full of homeopathic junk products. It's an incredible betrayal of customers' trust and an abuse of Walmart's titanic retail power. So what you have here is Big Pharma saying, but they're not buying our Tylenol, which destroys your liver. They're not buying our ibuprofen, which depletes your ATP stores and destroys your glutathione reserves. They're not buying these things that cause you to be unable to fight your own infections. That's what's happening. And trust me, guys, you as consumers should be smart enough. I'm not saying you are. Some of you aren't. But you should be smart enough to know the difference between the products and what you want. And look at the ingredients. And if it says cold and flu remedy, turn it over on the back and say, what am I taking? And if you don't know what it is or what it does, don't take it. Don't take it. I mean, is that hard?
Seems pretty clear.
Seems pretty clear to me. Take some personal responsibility. Otherwise, the Center for Inquiry, almost assuredly funded by Big Pharma, will come in and try to shut you down. That's the way it works. Dave, it's noonish.
Yep.
It's noonish. Oh, man, my nephew just got a sharp new car. Look at that. 16 years old.
Hey, now.
Did you have a car that nice at 16?
No, I don't have a car that nice now.
All right, guys. It's noon. Joey Clark, Dan Morris, they'll be in here in mere moments. Carolyn, I salute you. Please start coming more than 2 days a week. I'll increase your pay proportionately. They said pay. What? What's pay? We'll be back. We'll be back in 21 hours. This conversation is over, people.